Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of what the Bible says about the spirit of offense. In Psalm 119, verse 165, we find this amazing verse. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Is it really possible to be a person who can honestly say, nothing offends me? Becoming offended is ever so easy. Offenses will come to every person's life, and they'll come through several venues. You may become offended because of mistreatment or neglect by another person, either real or perceived. Or you may become offended at persons whose actions or words simply disappointed you. This is common when a person becomes offended at a leader or perhaps an authority figure who fails. Thirdly, you may become offended when someone you care about or look up to does not fulfill your expectations. Fourthly, you may become offended at God because of disappointments in your life which you feel God either caused or allowed. And yet here we have a verse, Psalm 119, 165, that says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. This implies that such a person will not be offended because of another person's mistreatment or neglect, that this person will never become offended at the disappointing actions of others, that such a person won't become offended when someone they look up to or care about deeply disappoints their expectations, and that this individual never becomes offended at God because of life's circumstances. Is it really possible to live an unoffended life? The Word of God says that it is so. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. The key here is the first part of the verse. Great peace have they which love thy law. This scripture implies that the person that loves the Word of God, loves God's ways of doing things, can live that unoffended life. The word offend here in Psalm 119, 165 is from a Hebrew word, mikshol, which means stumbling block, obstacle, enticement, or offense. When Satan attempts to snare you, to entice you, to throw the stumbling block of offense your way, God's grace is able to lift you above that offense or that stumbling block. But the key lies with the person who loves the Word of God. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. So the person that loves the Word of God keeps the Word of God, and that person will find that nothing shall offend them. One vital word of the Lord that will keep you from becoming offended is found in Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 44. Jesus is speaking here, and he says, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Here, Jesus gives us the answer as to how on earth a person could actually live an offense-free life. If you love the Word of God, you love Jesus' way of doing things, and you pursue them with all your heart and with the power of God behind you, because the Scripture tells us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and knowing that we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, we can indeed live an offense-free life. But here, Jesus gives us his formula. First of all, he says, love your enemies. The word love there is that Greek word agape. It means unconditionally love people regardless of how they treat you. It says agape your enemies. How on earth do you do that? Jesus goes on to give us very specific instructions. First of all, start by blessing those who curse you. The word bless there means speak well of, thank, or invoke a benediction upon. The word curse means a person who denounces you scathingly or loathes you. Do you have someone in your life who has been cursing you? Someone who denounces you to others? Someone who loathes you? Then Jesus gives you the key to being able to remain unoffended by that person. He says, bless that person. Speak well of that person. Invoke a benediction upon that person. Can you speak well of the person who's cursing you right now? Can you think of the qualities about them that you could speak well of? Then speak those things. Begin to take the steps that Jesus has outlined for the person who wants to live an offense-free life. Bless those who curse you. Speak well of that person. Secondly, Jesus gives us another specific instruction. He says, do good to them that hate you. Do good. Can you think of some way in which you can take actual steps of blessing where you are doing a good turn or a good deed towards the very person who hates you? And the word hate there actually means detests. Find a creative way to bless the person who you are struggling with and about whom the enemy of your soul is trying to entice you to become offended towards. Think of a deed, an action, a blessing you can do towards that individual. And then thirdly, we find another specific instruction that Jesus gives on how to live that offense-free life. It says, pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. The word spitefully use actually means slander, insult, or falsely accuse. Have you ever been slandered by someone? Perhaps right now you're being slandered or falsely accused or insulted by a certain individual. Satan most assuredly is throwing the stumbling block of offense at your door if that's occurring in your life. He's tempting you sorely to become highly offended at that person who's slandering or falsely accusing you. But Jesus says, here's how you remain free from offense. Pray for those who slander, insult, or falsely accuse you. William Law once wrote, there is nothing that makes us love a man so much as prayer for him. Do you realize that if you will begin to pray for the person who is misusing you, mistreating you, slandering you, insulting or falsely accusing you, if you will begin to become their intercessor, begin to become the prayer warrior for their very life, that your attitude and your heart will begin to change towards them. There is nothing that makes us love a man so much as prayer for him. God wants to change your heart, keep your heart free from offense, and a key given to us by Jesus himself is to pray for the person who is acting as an enemy towards us. Corrie ten Boom, who had been a captive in Nazi Germany in concentration camps, found that this key given by Jesus helped her remain offense-free even after she ran into some of her Nazi captors some years after being released from prison. It wasn't easy for her to forgive the Nazi captors who had tormented her in the concentration camp. 10 years after her release, she actually ran into a lady who wouldn't look her in the eyes. After asking about her, Corey was told that the woman had been a nurse at a concentration camp, and then suddenly she remembered. She had taken her sister to the infirmary to see this woman, and the woman had been cruel and sharp-tongued, even though her sister Betsy was dying and her feet paralyzed. The temptation to become hateful and full of offense at this woman raged inside of her. So what did she do? She took Jesus' words to heart and she began to pray. Forgive me, she cried out to the Lord. Forgive my hatred, O Lord, and teach me to love my enemies. The blood of Christ seemed to suddenly cool her embittered heart, and Corey felt the rage being displaced by divine love that she couldn't even explain. She began praying for the woman. And one day, shortly afterwards, she called the hospital where this nurse worked and invited the woman to a meeting where she was speaking. What? Replied the nurse. You want me to come? Yes, that is why I called you, Corey told her. Then I'll come. That evening, the nurse listened carefully to Corey's talk, and afterwards, she ended up receiving Christ as her Savior. What was Corey's secret to living an unoffended life? She prayed for her enemies. She prayed she could love her enemies. And then she took action steps to bless the very one that Satan was tempting her to hate. Do you have such a situation in your life? Take Jesus' words to heart. Because great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you, and the Lord will enable you to live that offense-free life. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.